You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let's wrap this up. I'm over it, but I'm exposing five disgusting things about Muhammad and Islam that almost nobody knows, and bringing it to light. In fact, most Muslims don't know most of these things. So let's just get down and see if we can finish this up today. I was talking about the number one disgusting thing about Muhammad, and that he was constantly covered in, let's just say, call it male discharge from relations. So, to the Muslims of the world, why was your prophet constantly covered with male discharge? Let me give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that it was his own discharge. But why was then this prophet always covered with his own discharge? First of all, self-pleasuring is forbidden, so that shouldn't have been the source of it. The biblical spilling your seed on the ground, that was really forbidden and frowned upon. So he wasn't allowed to do this with his wives and sex slaves that he had. So where was all this discharge coming from? If we're going to be very generous, it's that this Muhammad must have used his garment to wipe himself and possibly his wife's off after he had relations with them, 9 in a single night. So, why would he use this garment as some kind of a rag, huh? That's a real good answer for that. And did he wipe off his private parts and his wife's private parts? And one after the other, 9 times, and then not wash his clothes? Then he put these dirty garments on and he head to the mosque. And his little 9-year-old child bride sex slave would try and clean the stains off of his garments before he would leave. And the wet spots would still be visible, according to her, on his clothes. Kind of disgusting. Would you want to suck on Muhammad's fingers? Would you want him sucking on your toddler's tongue? Would you want him marrying your 9-year-old daughter? Have you ever in your entire life heard about somebody that was filthier and more disgusting than this supposed prophet Muhammad? If you're feeling a little nauseous right now, just wait. There's a good one coming. The imams don't tell you this stuff. In fact, it's really kind of hard to believe. He had a cure for stomach problems. If your stomach was upset, he had a cure for this. You know what the cure was? Camel urine. That's right. Muhammad's magic miracle cure for all stomach ills was camel pee. Of course, Muhammad told his followers that if you drank his urine, you'd never have an upset stomach again. So you get your choice. If you're a faithful Muslim, do you want to drink Muhammad's urine, or do you want to go out and catch it from your camel and drink it? This is disgusting, folks. You can't make this stuff up. Now do you see why I say that Islam is not a religion? It's a psychosis. That Allah is not God. It's Satan. Don't be deceived. This is not a peaceful religion. Going back and listen to the archives that we did on the 5 lies of Islam, here's how you get a hold of us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.